every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are, and for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products, and for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com.
Today's show is coming to you from Lake Okeechobee, where the final Nitro Boats Bassmaster EQ is underway. And next week, we'll have a complete rundown from the event and the 10 souls that qualified for the 2026 Elite Series. So today, I thought we'd revisit my discussions with the 2025 Elite Rookie of the Year, Tucker Smith, and the Angler of the Year, Chris Johnston. But first, the Team Series Championship returns to Lake Hartwell for the first weekend in December, and Neil Paul of Visit Anderson is coming up to talk about why that's important for the area. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, 13 Fishing rods and reels, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers."
When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink.
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If
you overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fighter, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And let's get things kicked off with the next big event that'll happen after, of course, they're done here at the Nitro Boats Bassmaster Elite Qualifier at Okeechobee. It'll be on to Lake Hartwell December 3rd through the 6th for the TNT Bassmaster Team Championship. It's been at Hartwell before, but anytime Bass is visiting Hartwell, you know we got to talk to Neil Paul from Visit Anderson, and he joins us now in the VMC Hook. Neil, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, Tom, it's been a while, but so glad to hear from you.
Well, it's great to be back on. And, boy, coming up at Hartwell December 3rd through the 6th, and, you know, with the cool air that we've had throughout the Mid-South here in the last few weeks, it's kind of knocked those temperatures down, the water temperatures down, and Hartwell itself should shine out pretty well that first weekend in December.
Oh, man, I'm expecting a great event, Tom. This will be the third time that we've hosted the team championship. I know we had it in 2019, and we saw a 26 and 24-pound bag respectively weighed in during that event. And then we hosted again in 2022, and we had some weather issues with fog, but we still had a great event. And that event came we were a little later in December, I think a week later that year, but we had a visit from Santa Claus. So you never know what you're going to get here at Lake Hartwell and Green Pond, but I'm looking forward to this event, and it promises it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, it is always a great time. And, of course, one of the premier areas in the entire country to host an event is Green Pond Landing. And it seems like every time I go back to Green Pond Landing, I'm seeing a little bit something different and something new. I'm not sure what has gone on since the last time we were in there, but talk about some of the plans possibly coming up with Green Pond Landing as you guys continue to improve that facility.
Oh, yes, 100%, Tom. And a lot of that – and that credit goes to Anderson County and the leadership of Anderson County to make the commitment to continue developing the facility there at Green Pond, and then our county administration that, you know, obviously provides us with the resources here at Visit Anderson to be able to bring in events like the Bassmaster Team Championship. But right now they've got some work going on out at Green Pond. We hope it's going to be complete by the or we expect it to be complete by the time that the team championship gets here, but we've got some a power project going in at the amphitheater that will provide full electricity and power hookups for folks like Bass when they come to town and bring in the the big stage trailer and bring in their media trailers and things. This is going to cut down or cut out, really eliminate the need moving forward for generators, which is going to make for a better experience there. After Christmas, we've got some additional lighting going in the amphitheater, and then we're working really, really hard with the county and the developers and the federal folks on some pulling the trigger on some last second funding that's going to be available to get into some more work next year. We're looking at continued development with the addition of 3 more launch lanes and some cleanup work around the park. There's a potential of adding a permanent flagpole. I know we've done something here in the past. Obviously, we bring the fire department out with the big fire truck and the big flag, but we're looking for maybe to go into place. And in Anderson County, like in Green Pond, if you can't go first class, go home. And so we're planning that. We're planning for a big pole and a big flag. So it'll you'll know it when you see it. But I go back to I had a buddy one time that he worked for Nick Saban, and he said, Coach Saban every year he did a project in the football office, and it may be he may knock down a wall or may build a whole new wing, but he wanted, when visitors and potential prospects and recruits came in the building, he wanted them to see construction, because construction was a sign of progress and it was a sign of getting better. And so, there have been times where we've kind of shook our heads around here and wished that, we had been able to build Green Pond out to completion in one phase 10 years ago. But I think being able to build it and develop it in phases has allowed us to be creative. It's allowed us to make some adjustments to be more current and more in today's age of what we need facility-wise. And so when people come in and they see that construction, they recognize it as a sign of progress and a commitment to the visitor.
Neil Paul with us from Visit Anderson, of course, the Bassmaster Team Championship, the TNT Bassmaster Team Championship back at Lake Cartwell coming up December 3rd through the 6th. I have been to Anderson during the holidays and during December, and it is, I always say, if it didn't exist, you'd have to invent it. So what I got to ask you, Neil, is by December 3rd, when these 150 teams descend upon, and a lot of their families will come as well, when they descend upon Anderson, South Carolina, will it be dressed out in full Christmas regalia? Will the tree be up yet?
Yes, as a matter of fact, the tree's going up now, and the tree's going up now, and we'll actually light the tree on Friday, December 5th.
So nice.
The tournament starts December 3rd. The tournament starts December 3rd. They'll fish a full field Wednesday, Thursday, and then they'll cut to the top 5, split those 5 teams into 10 individual boats, and then those guys will fish over 2 days, Friday, Saturday, for that last seat in the Bassmaster Classic. But if you're bringing your family, if you're bringing your friends, if you're in the area, make sure you spend some time with us that week. I mean, again, Bass runs a first class event, the team championship. You're going to see a weekend angler realize his dream of being able to compete in the Bassmaster Classic, actually the last seat in the Classic in Knoxville for 26. And then Christmas will be on full display here. We light the tree on Friday night. I think parades on Sunday. You've got the shops will be dressed out downtown for shopping and a full visitor experience for sure. We may even talk to Santa and see if we can have another Santa visit at Green Pond. You just never know.
There you go. Have Santa Claus out there running around in a. We got to get a special boat wrapped in a Santa Claus looking boat. That would be really cool. A Christmas boat wrapped and have them out there. For sure, Neil Paul with us here. Finally, you have a lot of tournaments there. I mean, you have every organization wants to go to Hartwell and to Green Pond Landing. Every professional fishing organization goes in there. But it's amazing the way this lake continues to hold up under incredible pressure. It still performs so great.
It does, and I think there's several factors in play there. I think obviously the organizations do a tremendous job with the with on their end with their rules and regulations and how they manage the tournament situation. I think our staff, I think our a lot of credit goes to our staff, all of our park rangers and folks. We, you know, we're all trained in how to, you know, to properly take care of fish, you know, whether we're fizzing fish or, you know, moving fish throughout the facility. You know, I think our return rate's been really good. You know, we put a lot of pride, we take a lot of pride in pushing conservation here as well. But also you've got a lake that's, you know, again, it's 56,000 acres. It's, you know, almost 1,000 miles of shoreline. It's a big, vast fishery. And I think you see, you know, just because the lake is so diverse and sets up well, we've been able to have, you know, successful spawns over the last few years. I think our numbers are really, really good. You know, you're not going to come here and catch, you know, a 12 or 13 pounder like you would at Fork or someplace like that. You know, we did have an 11 pounder weighed in a tournament back in the spring. But it's just, you know, I think it's a solid fishery. And what I would tell any angler, whether you're a tournament angler or just somebody who likes to travel and fish and enjoy different experiences, I think we're a numbers lake. And I tell it to folks all the time.
Yeah,
I think
you can
come here, you're going to catch numbers. You're going to have a great experience in our community, enjoy our facilities. And I think that's one of the things that makes us so inviting to people.
No doubt about it. Neil Paul has been our guest. By the way, he builds a great bonfire as well, the famous bonfire that will be built and certainly at launch that they have going on there for the team championship. Neil, I appreciate you so much, and I look forward to getting down there myself again in the near future. And if I don't see you, have a wonderful holiday season.
Absolutely, Tom. You too. With Thanksgiving coming up, I'm thankful for you and all the folks at Bassmaster Radio and the folks that listen. You guys do a great job. And a Merry Christmas to you too, but I'm hoping we see each other before then.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. Neil Paul, he has been our guest. All right, we're going to get a quick break in here. When we come back, Tucker Smith was the Elite Series Rookie of the Year. We'll revisit that conversation I had with him next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, well, now time to talk to the Rookie of the Year. We've been talking to this kid for a while. It feels like he's a vet. I mean, this guy won 3 high school national championships. Talk to him back then. He won college national championships. Talk to him then. Won a big old tournament from Johnny Morris where him and Logan Parks won $1 million. Talk to him then. Talk to him when he won at Lake Fork as well. And now we're going to talk to Tucker Smith because he is the Rookie of the Year for 2025. And he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Tuck, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, man.
Well, I appreciate you joining us once again. And, man, you didn't mess around. It was like, you know, this was the nip and tuck between you and your roommate, Paul Marks, and your other roommate. And here you were guys were all real tight, and he decided to kind of pull away from them and leave them in your dust here the last couple of events.
Man, it was a blessing of a year. I didn't really know. I had a good feeling about the year, but I didn't know that it was going to be a close Rookie of the Year race like that. After the last 2 events, I thought Paul Marks he's one of my best friends, and he had a really good lead on me. He had 50 something points on me after 10 killer. And so I knew that I needed 2 really good events, and I just fished hard, the last 2 events. And I told my camera guy, Hudson, I said, I'm going to need probably 2 top 10s to win Rookie of the Year and to climb back in AOI top 10 overall AOI. And so I ended up having a really good finish at St. Clair, ended up catching that 26-pound bag that was the biggest bag of the tournament that carried me into championship Sunday, and ended up making my third top 10 there. And then that closed the gap from 50 something points to, I think it was 8 points after that to Paul. And so I knew that I needed to catch him at lacrosse. And I went out there and spent half a day in pool 7, half a day in pool 9. And then, the rest of my practice I spent in pool 8, trying to find some stuff that was close by to the ramp, so I didn't have to lock and have a lot of risk involved in my decisions, and ended up catching him in pool 8 the first day, and then ended up having to lock about 12 o'clock the second day when Rookie of the Year was on the line, and ended up making a good decision to run to a place that was about 20 to 25 miles away at 12 o'clock, and ended up catching a really good bag and about 10 casts, and ran all the way back and ended up spending the rest of my tournament in that area and finished in the top 10, and was fortunate enough to win Rookie of the Year, and then also move back into ninth place. Overall AOI for the year. So made the classic, and it was really an awesome way to end the season and a dream season for me.
And Paul's Lithium Pro Tucker Smith with us here, coming off his Rookie of the Year finish. As you said, 4 top 10s. And let's be quite honest. I mean, this is a little bit like Trey McKinney's year. If you don't, you know, stumble around at the Sabine River and Lake Tenkiller, I mean, if you just finish, you know, make the cut at those 2 events, yeah, you might have been the AOI. I mean, the Angler of the Year. It was, with 4 top 10s. I mean, we Chris Johnston, you know, he won the Angler of the Year, never made a top 10. You made 4 of them and finished 9th.
Yeah, that's the thing that I was looking at as well. You know, I had a few tough events, and I look back and I learned from those events. I learned, you know, what not to do, and it's awesome getting to travel these places and learning new bodies of water. And now I know into the future what decisions I probably should have made And yeah, if I just had a few more good tournaments, then it could have been a lot better than yeah. Than I expected. So I mean, that's wild to me to even think about.
Yeah, you say good, I say average. I mean, just average tournaments, middle of the pack. You know, every once in a while, you got to figure out a way to fish on Saturday. You know, and it's not your week necessarily to threaten for the win, but you want to make it through Saturday. And but still, what a great year to be the rookie of the year and finish seventh at the Mississippi River off of the eighth at St. Clair, Alabama boy going up north. Now I just rattled off all that experience that you have, but just talk about that. I mean, you know, here's an Alabama guy going up north, getting damage done at St. Clair. The Mississippi River, though, I mean, I've never fished there out of La Crosse, but to me, it feels like it's kind of like Gunnersville in a way, you know what I mean, with smaller fish, but it's kind of got that same lot of grass, lot of frogging, you know, that kind of stuff.
We can't talk about Gunnersville because I got a tournament there next year.
Oh, that's right. We can't talk about this. Nobody knows that there's grass in Gunnersville. Hey, stop the presses. They got grass in Gunnersville.
No, but honestly, the tournament at La Crosse, it really reminded me of growing up on the Coosa River.
Yeah.
And because I grew up fishing Logan Martin, Lay Lake, and there's a lot of current there. It's all current driven. There's a lot of current breaks. There's a lot of, you know, frogging. There's a lot of swim jigging. There's a lot of jerk bait fishing. So a lot of jig fishing as well in those current breaks and stuff. So I think that it really kind of set up like the Coosa in my eyes. And with that current stuff, I've really gotten used to it growing up out here in Alabama. You know, kind of trying to read the current breaks, reading stuff like that, throwing a topwater a lot. That's what I ended up throwing a lot in the tournament this last week was a topwater, and I've had a lot of practice with that thing over the years, growing up on the Coosa River too. So yeah, I mean, definitely set up as a place that I am comfortable with fishing. So I think that helped me in the long run. But man, just an awesome fishery, a lot of good quality fish in there. I love that place because it changes all the time. I like changing conditions and fish behavior changing. It allows you to adjust on the water and on the fly, and I think that's something really, really cool that you can do in tournament fishing. To, you know, you make a good decision halfway through the day and you end up making it happen and make that call and do it, and it ends up working out. There's not a better feeling in tournament fishing than adjusting and catching them.
Tucker Smith will turn 24 on Wednesday, and you know, that's really young. But you know, you look at some of these other guys, especially we mentioned Trey earlier, who's 20. You got to feel like, okay, you know, I finally made it to a classic. I'll be 24 years old when I fish my first classic this upcoming year in Knoxville. But you know, it's been as I rattled off all your accolades, you know, a lot of heady stuff that you've done, but now an opportunity to fish in the classic. That's a whole nother animal.
Yeah, it is for sure. That's the tournament of all tournaments. And it's been a dream of mine for a long time. I've come up short in two opens. I've got 2 seconds, and then two college classic brackets. I've got 2 seconds. So I've came up short of the classic 4 times by a second place finish. And to be able to finally compete in that tournament, I feel like it's just a weight off my shoulders. And it's something that I've been dreaming of for my whole life. And to be able to do it now is amazing. And to be able to qualify, I've always watched that tournament. I remember watching as a little kid. I remember going to the BJCC in Birmingham when they had one at Gunnersville and watching the weigh-in, and it just fired me up as a little kid. And to be able to fish in that tournament now is unreal.
Yeah, and Tucker Smith, Emil Wagner finished second in the Rookie of the Year, roommates on the road. Paul Marks was third, roommates on the road. And Andrew Loberg is not a rookie, but had a good year and got his way into the Classic as well, right on the brink at 41. I mean, do you guys think about, like, voting him out of the house? I mean, you say, look, Loberg, you know, you got to pick up the pace here, man. We're all over here, you know, at the top of the table. You got to get it going.
No, we don't act like that. We're very encouraging. Loberg's had a heck of a season. Just to make the Classics a huge deal.
Yeah, it is.
He's one of the best. He's one of the best fishermen for sure that I've been around. When it comes to grass fishing, when it comes to shallow fishing, even his offshore game is unreal. So, yeah, just being around that caliber of fishermen, you know, Paul and Emil, Loberg, those kind of guys, they're all really, really good. And we all push ourselves and push each other to do better in every tournament. And it's awesome to room with them.
Well, it's obvious to me that the source of your success here was that day at Lake Martin. I was fishing at open. You were fishing at open. You were across the street from me, staying in your cabin, and some baits that had you had ordered got delivered to my cabin instead of to your cabin across the way. And I called you over and said, "Come and get this stuff." And it's obvious since that moment forward, everything changed. You made the Elite. You won a tournament on the Elite. You get four top tens. Now you're the Rookie of the Year, and you owe it all to me calling you and saying, "Hey, I got your delivery over here." That's what I think.
Yep, exactly. That's exactly right. I remember that day. That was funny. They shipped it to the other wrong address, I guess.
Yeah.
I had to walk over there and get them at night.
Well, the funny thing is, I think the same people owned both properties is what it was, and they used the one address. So the people that owned the house I was staying in also owned the place you were staying in. So they just kind of sent it over there. So that was the kind of way that deal rolled out. And of course, you guys will be back there next year. We can't talk about Lake Martin either. You better be back there next year.
But, yeah, we're gonna go back there next year, and I'm excited for the schedule. We're starting off on Gunnersville, which is my home lake. I've been there for over a year now, so I've got some serious experience out there, and we'll see what happens. I'm excited.
Yeah, you should be excited. Congratulations on a great year. Tucker Smith has been our guest. Tuck, I appreciate you, and I know we'll be talking plenty in the future. Top threes always come on the show, and I appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, man. Thank you for having me.
So that was my discussion with Tucker Smith back when he won the Rookie of the Year. Since then, all he did was go to the Ultimate Angler Championship on Lake Gunnersville and win another $500,000. I mean, that kid is just off to an incredible start. And by the way, that tournament at Gunnersville was held without forward-facing sonar, so he kind of showed you his chops there. All right, coming up next, my discussion with Chris Johnston, back-to-back Angler of the Year. Chris Johnston, and we'll have that for you next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, 13 fishing rods and reels, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink.
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Hey, man, I'm trying to, man. If
you overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. Time to learn more. What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now, the ultimate winner of the season, the AOI champion. And this dude did it. You want to talk about making the most out of the least. He fished 27 days, okay, of the nine tournaments. He made every Saturday cut, never made a Sunday cut. I mean, it's just crazy. Last year, four times out of nine tournaments, he was in the top 10. This year, he's like, here, I'll show you how you can win an AOI with one day tied behind your back. And that's exactly what Chris Johnston did. He goes back to back. Only Kevin Van Dam, Roland Martin, Guido Hibden, those are the only guys that have done that before. And no disrespect to those guys. I love them all. But this field is a lot deeper than it was back in the day. And Chris Johnston joins us now on the VMC Hook. Chris, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate you having me on today.
So you just decided, screw it, I'm not even going to fish. I'm going to fish 3 days of tournament and still win the AOI.
Yeah, I shot for 11th place this year. I take my 11th and I go home a day early.
You know, it's a funny thing. When I was fishing opens, that's what my wife used to always say. She goes, I hope you finish 13th. I'm like, why 13th? She goes, because I want to go home, and I want you to make the most amount of money you can make, and let's go home. I don't want to fish that final deal. When did you feel like this? I mean, this was a mystical season for you because, I mean, you had all these late catches, you know, late in a tournament catches starting right out, you know, from the beginning or at Okeechobee. But when did you start thinking that, you know, this could be an AOI season, even though I'm not making the top tens and I'm not winning the big blue trophy?
Yeah, probably like halfway through the season, kind of in that mix of whatever, fourth, fifth, and AOI, and like 30, 40 points out. You start looking at it probably halfway through the season thinking, I got a chance.
Yeah.
I just got to get some top 10 finishes.
You know, it's an interesting system. I actually posted, you know, because NASCAR's going through this whole thing. NASCAR fans are like, hey, you know what I mean? They don't like the playoffs, and, you know, they wanted a season long, which is kind of what you guys do. I actually put a post up, no disrespect to you, but I did put a post up saying, I wonder if there should be bonus points for winning a tournament in AOI, or should there be bonus points for making the top 10? Do you get 5 extra points? Something like that. I don't know if any of that makes sense, but, I mean, what you did was just amazing, man.
I appreciate it. It doesn't feel like it was a stellar year by any means, because like you said, the year before I had 4 top tens. It's like, oh, I'm making top tens, having a good year. Well, this year just kind of felt like just kind of a good year, like just cashing checks. It didn't feel like a stellar year. I was lucky to be in contention kind of after the last two events for AOI, but holy smokes, was that last tournament ever stressful.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you and Trey McKinney go in there tied. I did pick you in the pick'em matchup.
Well, I appreciate it.
And I do it publicly, by the way, because I write that article for Bassmaster.com. So I did go in there and take you. I just thought that and Trey's a wonderful fisherman. He's a great fisherman. He shows that he can catch them everywhere. He's not just a one-trick pony like a lot of people try to paint him out to be. But this,
no doubt about that.
But what people, I don't think people understand, because they think of northern fishermen as just deep water smallmouth guys, because your dominance at the St. Lawrence and Lake Ontario and things like that. But they don't understand what you were fishing at the Mississippi River with all that grass and doing the different things that you're going to do. That's kind of how you grow up. That's kind of how a lot of those natural lakes are up north and in Canada, right? I mean, that looked like it fit your eye, didn't it?
100%. That looked like a lake that was 10 minutes from my house. I grew up flipping, frogging, flipping deep milfoil, punching. I didn't really start fishing smallmouth a lot till I was in my late teens, kind of 20s. That's when smallmouth kind of took off around our place. So, yeah, I grew up fishing mainly largemouth in heavy cover.
In heavy cover. When you hear those names, and you've heard it ad nauseum over the weekend and then all throughout this week as you've been doing all the different podcasts that people will be able to see and so on, but when you hear Kevin Van Dam, Roland Martin, and then Guido Hibden, who went back to back. Now Kevin and Roland, they ended up, I think, three or four in a row. Kevin, I know, at least did four in a row once. I think Roland might have done it, you know, as well. That, but still, even though the field is different, those are pretty big names, man. To put your name right next to her,
100%. Just to be mentioned along those guys' names is kind of. I never thought it would happen.
Yeah,
to be honest. So I'm very blessed to just just win one at Wyoming too.
Well, you know, when Roland was winning, and I've said this to him, but when Roland was winning, it's like the original six in hockey. You know what I mean? It's a little bit easier. There's only six. You know what I mean? It was like the original six. He had like six guys that he had to beat, and now there's 30 teams in hockey, and there's a lot. The field is very, very deep. I mean, there's no doubt about it's very deep.
And it's very, like, it's very hard to have a secret or keep something to yourself. Like, I feel like back in the day, and this applies to me back when I was at home, if you found a secret lure, secret place to fish, like secret spot, you could keep something like that to yourself and have an advantage for a few years.
Mm.
Now, with all the coverage, Bassmaster Live, YouTube, you might only get one tournament out of like some new technique that you figured out, and then 80 other guys on the Elite Series know how to do it and can do it just as good as you. So it's very hard to keep an upper hand.
Did you have a number in mind in terms of place that you needed to finish to knock out Trey? I know that there was a point in time where Jay Shakurik got himself into the mix as well, but it pretty much felt like a two-horse race going in to the Upper Mississippi. Did you have, like, I got to finish top 20, I got to finish top 10? What did you think you needed to beat Trey?
Well, normally to beat him, you probably need a top 10, basically anywhere you go, but I just said I'm going to shoot for a top 20, and it is what it is. But obviously, it's just I'm trying to do as good as I can. But I really didn't have a good practice. So after my practice, I was like, if I got a top 20, I'd be happy.
Yeah. Well, you did get that top 20, 19th there at the Upper Mississippi. But this whole season, I mean, let's be honest with you. I think you actually referred to this. I'll clean it up a little bit because, you know, guys back home, they would say that guy's got a horseshoe up his butt. And that's kind of been the way your year went. I mean, you had these amazing late catches, but you know, when opportunity meets preparation, that's when you get luck. And you know, you had the opportunity, you were prepared, and you made the catch. But you had some incredible late catches all season long to make this happen.
100%. I don't know, someone was looking out for me this year or something, but like you said, like they were kind of calculated spots at the end, but it doesn't always work out. Very rarely does. And I don't know, at Palatka, day two on the way back, had 10 minutes of fish. I catch an 8.5-pounder. 10 killer with, I don't even know, 3 minutes of fish. I catch my biggest one of the day right beside checking, like a 3.5. And then St. Clair, I catch my biggest one. I make it back to checking with 1 minute. And it was the biggest one I caught all week, which tied me with McKinney going in the final event. So just lots of those key moments that really kind of did it for me this year, to be honest.
Talk about getting it done, especially on day three on Saturday. The emotions must have been all over the place because you had gone up to pool 7. You came back at 9:45 or so, I think, is when you came back to pool 8. First of all, were you concerned about, I mean, in your mind, were you like, oh, I'm going to get stuck behind a barge. I need to get down back to 8. Was it that, or was it just weren't there?
I just wasn't feeling it. I spent a half a day in practice. I said, I'm going to go up there, try two spots, try and get two or three big ones, and it didn't happen. I caught four small ones. I'm like, I don't feel it. I'm going back to pool 8. I just wasn't feeling it.
And then you hit the spot. Tell me about the spot that you hit in pool 8 where, you know, there's a hole in the grass, and there's literally, I mean, those are usually onesies or twosies, and you have like a little school of them there all in that one little hole.
Yeah, it's incredible. And the Mississippi River was fishing like that all week. You could fish half a mile of the same looking stuff, throwing a frog, and the bass were grouped up in very, very tight areas, like the size of your boat. And that's what I had hit there along that grass. And I'd caught a couple on a frog the day before in that exact hole. And I actually slipped in a couple times, didn't get a bite. Well, on day two, I'm like, I threw my frog, nothing. I'm like, I'm going to flip it again. and holy smokes, they were eating the flipping whatever creature bait I was throwing that day. And I probably caught 8 or 10 out of that one hole, which really kind of did it for me that whole tournament.
Yeah.
That was the key moment in that tournament.
You know, it's well known that you and Corey obviously share a lot of information. You guys, you know, work together. You're the brothers Johnston when it comes to a fishing organization, basically.
Yep.
But he's, you know, he was top 10. I mean, he was fishing really well. How does that communication go when, you know, because last year you won the AOI, he won the tournament at the St. Lawrence, the same, you know, same event. That was an amazing day for you guys. But how much communication as it's going on now are is there between the two of you, you know, this past tournament?
This past tournament, to be honest, like not a lot, just like, I don't know, compared, I'm just asking, well, how'd you catch him today? And he was really just winging it. Like, he didn't have a solid game plan. He could have went and caught 2 or 3 bass, but he was fishing more around in like an area in pool 7 where there was a bigger fish.
Yeah.
But you might not get 5 bites. And I fished pool 8, so it was like fishing 2 different lakes, to be honest.
Yeah.
So really didn't really benefit each other from like communicating at all. And he practiced pool 7 most of the time and pool 9.
Yeah.
He wanted to try and kind of swing for the fence. He had nothing to lose, so he's like, I'm going to try and find something different away from everyone.
Chris Johnston was.
And I thought I'd. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, Chris Johnston with us here as he wins back-to-back AOIs. Saturday, though, man. I mean, it's 2 o'clock, and you got 4. You take me through your mindset then. You talk about stress. You're sitting there thinking, I blew this thing or what?
100%. I'm like, I'm going to blow this thing. Like, I at least need to catch 5 bass just to make him catch a decent limit, right? I'm like, I can't weigh in 4 bass on the final day of the season and blow AOI. So, I was stressing. That day aged me 5 years, I think.
I hated that we didn't, and this happens in the Classic, too. I don't know what the answer is or how you get around it. I hated that we didn't get to hear from Trey at all. You know what I mean? Because he weighed in. He didn't have enough to beat you. Boom, get him off the stage, and there we are with you. And, you'd want to say you have to feel for the kid. You don't feel for the kid because he's 20 years old and he's won buku dollars, you know, winning tournaments left and right. But second year in a row that he's second to you. I mean, you two guys just kind of taking this thing yourself. But it would have been nice to hear from him at least on the stage, you know, before he had to exit.
100%. And Bass warns us, and it's especially at the Classic.
Yeah.
Mercer always does a speech. He's like, if you're leading this tournament going into the final day, you better win it. Because if not, your exit will be quick off the stage and you'll get no time. And I get the same with AOI, I guess. And it is what it is. It's going to happen to me a few times as well, I'm sure.
We'll see. I mean, this has really been something. Chris Johnston wins the AOI back-to-back events, and you still got some damage to do this fall. I mean, we've heard about some of the other guys talking about heading down to Gunnersville. Are you in that ultimate fishing thing? Are you going to go down and fish that?
I am going to do that one. I got a tournament here in Canada in Kingston for $50,000.
Nice.
Starts tomorrow, and then Gunnersville for $500,000, and then the boat's getting put away, and it's going to be hunting season.
We won't
hang out with the kiddos.
We won't see you. We won't see you on the EQ circuit then as well for those 3 fall tournaments.
No. I don't have enough time, honestly. If I didn't have kids, I'd do them.
There you go.
Fun, that Champlain would be a fun one.
Absolutely.
I just don't have time.
Well, we appreciate you, man. You've joined us throughout the year. You always join us throughout the year. You're always very accommodating with your time, and we appreciate that. And great job winning this championship. And I don't know. Next thing, I guess, got to win a Classic now. Let's go do that.
I appreciate it. That's the goal.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Thank you. Chris Johnston, always really good. 36 years old, former professional hockey player. Just those guys are just good dudes, man. They're just really good dudes. Tremendous work by him, and then who knows? I mean, we'll see what the future holds, but doing it again in this era is really something. All right, we'll get a break in here, and when we come back, we will wrap it up. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $59 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/BASS to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $12 on that $59 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia Pro membership today for just $47. The 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by my friend Chris Smith and Wrap Smith in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something extra for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, they will come to your location to wrap anything you need wrapped. Find them on Facebook at WrapSmithTN. As for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform itself, the speed and the comfort that this new Phoenix model provides, and the storage options are endless. Look for it on the water near you. You know, one of the most important things you need to do on the water is take care of your eyes. The other thing you need to do is not lose your glasses. I can help you with both of those issues with Amphibia Eye Gear. Amphibia glasses feature ANSI protective lenses. And get this, they float. These are premium sunglasses for fishing or styling and come in many styles and lens types. Now, I like the Lotus frame for driving or running around and the Eclipse wraparound frame for on the water. For low light, go with the cold gold lens, and for bright sunshine, it's the blue ice lens, or try the sandstorm lens for an all-purpose pair. Premium and quality doesn't have to come with a ridiculous price tag, and Amphibia Eye Gear has an even better deal for listeners of Bassmaster Radio. Use the promo code BASS25 at checkout to get 25% off your entire order. That's BASS25 for 25% off. Visit AmphibiaEyeGear.com to shop now. That's AmphibiaEyeGear.com, and they make a great holiday gift as well. Until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.